Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we do power rankings every Wednesday on the show. Thank you for hanging out. This is going to be a lot of fun. Probably, I think, one of my more favorite lists that we've made in quite some time. And there are some that did not make the cut for me. I don't know about you, Sam. With Philip Rivers joining the Colts practice squad, we'll see if they activate him. We'll see if he ends up playing or Riley Leonard's able to go. At 44 years old, who's the most washed quarterback you've ever seen? Not the worst, but the most washed. Certain level at some point, and then, oh, geez, this guy needs to hang him up. Please retire already. And some of them just hang on to the game. They hang on a little bit too long. That's what we're talking about. We have a list of top five, each of us, and send us your names. Comes to mind. Most washed quarterbacks. Bet_Sweats on Twitter, bet_Sweats. Sam, sometimes there are guys that just hang them up early. Like you were thinking Trevor Lawrence might be like Andrew Luck or Barry Sanders, if we're thinking non-quarterbacks. Guys that retire, according to many people, way too early. Well, we're going the flip side here with washed quarterbacks. So why don't you start us off?
I tried to take quarterbacks that were good and then weren't. But there is a guy on my list that was never good, although he was supposed to be good. So, again, it's my list. I'm going to do what I want. Honorable mentions, I should say, before we start. Favre with the Jets and the very, very end of Peyton Manning's career in Denver. Those were bad, but they weren't bad enough to say that they were the most washed. Also, Favre kind of turned it around in Minnesota. Like, the Minnesota years weren't bad. The Jets year was awful. He threw 22 picks that year. So my five, from 5 to 1, Cade McNown. He was the first quarterback I got excited about. I was 10 years old when they drafted Cade McNown, and he was supposed to be the savior, the future. And he started 15 games, won 3 of them in Chicago. Now, they said during the draft, I remember, like, I was all in on the Bears when I was younger and before I had to work in the media and cover the team. I remember during the draft, I think it was Mel Kiper was like, I'm worried about his arm strength, you know, worried about B, quarterback, running back. They were like, he can't throw the ball far and he doesn't have a good arm. And I was like, nah, what is this Count Chocula looking fool? No. Well, he was right. He was right. Cade could not throw the ball. And Cade turned on the fans right away, man. He told fans, if you're going to boo, don't come to the games. I remember there was a game against the Giants when he was overthrowing guys left and right. He's like, well, the receivers are tired. They're not in shape. You're like, this guy's a dick, man. Like, and he's not good enough to be acting this way. So he was never good in the pros. He was really good in college and then flamed out in the pros. So it's sort of an asterisk, but I put Cade McNown number five. Now we get into the guys that were once good that then just flamed out. Number four, Donovan McNabb. He was really good for a long time, and then he just wasn't. Now, he had some issues injury-wise, and he wasn't able to run the ball in the back end of his career. But McNabb was one of those players that he could just make any play. He could do it with his arm, do it with his legs. That stretch from, you know, 2000, 2001 to about 2008, he was awesome. He was a dual threat. You know, he had an offense built around him, catered to his skill set. And then after that last injury, he had no mobility. And do you remember? I remember him going to Washington and playing for the Redskins. Then he went to Minnesota for six starts. And it was like, oh, he was 1-5, you know, completing 60% of his passes, had no zip on the fastball. He fell apart, and it happened fast. And you knew, kind of like when the Minnesota Twins or the Tampa Bay Rays give up on a prospect or a player, it's time. When Andy Reid said enough is enough, that should have been the sign. And then Washington tried it, Minnesota tried it, did not work out. So number four, Donovan McNabb. Number three, you know where I'm going here. Another Chicago twist. This guy I thought was going to be a player. I had his jersey when I was younger. Who didn't like Cordell Stewart? A young Cordell Stewart. I did. Yeah, I did. And the number 10, the black and gold. Yeah, man, he was awesome. You know, there was that Super Bowl where he threw a pass, caught a pass, and ran. He did all three, triple threat. There was a prop on that in Vegas, by the way, in that Super Bowl. But he was exciting. You know, 2001, they were 13-3. He was fourth in the MVP. 2 years later, he's basically out of the league. And I was a freshman in high school when the Bears brought in Cordell Stewart. Nah, that wasn't it. Seven touchdowns, 12 picks, a 2-5 record as a starter, and that was it. He went to Baltimore after that, never played really. Enough was enough for Cordell. He was young and exciting, and then he wasn't. Number two, more Philly love. I can't wait to hear Paul break down my list. Carson Wentz, he's been washed, man. He's been washed. He's a number two pick in the draft. They win the Super Bowl, granted, with Nick Foles, but Wentz was, what, third in the MVP running that year in 2017? And then in 2020, he was completely cooked. 16 tutties, 15 picks, 3-8-1 as a starter, and then the carousel started. He goes to Indy, doesn't work. He goes to Washington, it doesn't work. He bangs around with the Rams and the Chiefs. Now he's a Viking, and I don't think we're ever going to see him again, but to go where he went early in his career, perennial playoff contenders, Super Bowl team, and then just a backup who can't do anything right. I put Carson Wentz on line two. And number one, the most washed quarterback that I've ever seen with my very eyes is a guy who won an MVP in this league at age 26 with Carolina. Superman. And when I saw him last, he was here in New England, throwing passes into the dirt at a clip of like 56% accuracy. 8 touchdowns, 10 picks. They weren't even scared of the aerial threat. Guys were putting 8 players in the box when Cam Newton was the Patriots quarterback. Joe, he couldn't complete a forward pass. And if he did, it was a check down. It was a dump off into the flat. He had absolutely nothing at the very end. And he was so brittle, he couldn't run anymore because he took a lot of hits early in his career. Couldn't throw, couldn't run, could do nothing right. And then eventually Bill Belichick said, all right, we're going to take a kid named Mac Jones and we're going to move on. But when Cam was at his best, he was a weapon. He was a multifaceted weapon. At the very end, he could do nothing. Nothing. So Cam Newton from MVP to washed very, very quickly.
Very good list. Cam 1, Wentz 2, / 3, McNabb 4, McNown 5. It's a good list. Brought back a lot of memories for sure. I was excited when they drafted McNown too. And then I just saw his floating ducks as a southpaw, I'm like, oh, this is not going to be good. It looks so good at UCLA. They would score like into the 40s on a regular basis, but not so much once he got to the NFL. Once all those stories came out about him using handicap placards, like we're like, uh-oh, sounds like a bad guy. Sounds like a really bad guy. All right, list is pretty different. Pretty different. That's good. More conversation here. All right, number five. I got a guy that played this year. I decided to put Russell Wilson in my list. Number five. Look at him. These last three stops. When you go in 3 years, three different places, dude, you're washed. It's over. Denver, Pittsburgh, New York Giants this year. He had that one game. People thought, okay, turn back the clock. Here we go with Russ. And it's been more awful this year. He's got to announce his retirement as soon as it's a wrap this season. Russell Wilson, number five, most washed quarterbacks that I've seen washed in the National Football League. Number four, I know the numbers aren't that bad. But and much of this is me hating how it ended for Joe Cool. No, Joe Montana is not supposed to be wearing Kansas City Chiefs red for his age 37, age 38 season. I know he was probably trying to prove a point. And there are some guys that, you know, we could say washed and, you know, they at least they stayed in one spot like Dan Marino, right? Joe Montana was only supposed to be 49ers quarterback. That's it. And then, you know, he's in Kansas City the last 2 years. It just pissed me off. And now anytime I see a highlight of him and the Chiefs, I'm like, what was that? Why? Why did he have to end it that way? It was his choice. But compared to what he was as a four-time Super Bowl winner, three-time Super Bowl MVP, like, she's seeing Montana with the Chiefs just wasn't right. So I decided to put Montana number four. Number three, another name that did not crack your list. I did put Brett Favre on there, whether it was with the Jets or the Vikings. And you're right, he did have a year where kind of they brought back a little bit. And it did kind of make me smile as mad as Packer fans were. How dare he go to the Minnesota Vikings? They're one of our rivals. Now he's dead to me. I'm an Aaron Rodgers guy forever. Whatever, dude. Whatever. That last year, 11 touchdowns, 19 interceptions. Favre at 41 was so washed. And it makes it easier to put him on this list when we find out how awful of a human being that he's been throughout his life and he is right now. I'll never forget that Paul Allen call. And I know you won't either. When Favre threw that careless pick, and Allen, the home broadcast on the radio goes off on him. This is a Super Bowl! It was an awesome moment. Love that highlight. So Favre, number three. Number two, pretty recent vintage. Sorry, Giants fans. I know you were like, they got to bench him, they got to bench him. And then when they bench him, you got mad too. Like, pick a lane. What is it? Eli Manning was washed. You talked about Peyton earlier. I put Eli on the list at number two overall. At the end, like, he played three, four games. I'm like, take a seat, dude. I know Super Bowl MVP twice. Like, it's no, this is awful. It was funny to watch the New York fans meltdown because they were screaming that Eli sucks. Eli's over. You got to sit him. And then they sit him like, how can they disrespect Eli Manning in that way? Those were the hot takes. It was funny. I'll get you a show. All right, number one. Very funny. Very funny, Sam. We both, I'll send you the list. We both end up with Cam Newton number one.
Yes.
I had no similarities to you in with the rest of the list. We both had one similarity. The most washed quarterback we've ever seen is Cam Newton. When he hit 30, it was done. Whether it was Carolina the first time, Carolina the second time, New England in between, it was a wrap. Those last 3 years, in each of them, he had more interceptions than touchdowns. You're right. He was phenomenal for a time. When he was MVP, he was unstoppable. Great at Auburn. So fun to watch. Oh, man, at the end, that was quick. And I kind of have been thinking,
is Lamar going to take that nosedive like Cam? Has it already started with Lamar Jackson? So that's my list. Cam 1, Eli 2, Favre 3, Montana 4, Russ 5.
I like that list. Both of them much different, but I have like no arguments with your list, and I'm sure you don't have any with mine. I went with more of a Chicago-Philly flavor, not by design. It just kind of happened that way. Like, and Cade McNown wasn't really, like, he was never really good at the NFL level. But in terms of my personal expectation, he was going to be the savior. He was going to be the next great Chicago quarterback. He was supposed to be better than Jim McMahon. That's what we heard. And then just the way that he handled everything and couldn't deal with the adversity and all that, he sucked, man. He was awful. I had his jersey, too. Apparently, the guys that I had their jerseys just never panned out. I had a Ricky Williams Saints jersey, Cordell Stewart, Cade McNown. Yeah, bad. But Cam, you know, Cam had that shoulder injury at the end, and he just couldn't throw. And I remember Belichick was trying, scrambling to get a game plan together because they didn't have any other solutions. They were stuck with Cam. That was the year 2020. I was about to move to Boston, but then COVID happened. So I was following a lot of the Patriots stuff. And I remember some of the reports during COVID, like, this ain't good. Like, nothing was good. And that was the first year that I bet under a Belichick win total. The Newton year, the win total was 9. And you're like, well, it's Belichick. Like, they'll figure it out. Nope. They didn't. They went 7-9 that year because Cam Newton was atrocious. Atrocious.
Yeah, it was bad. I think that's hilarious. Independently, we come up with number one. It's like sort of recent, but yeah, just that complete nosedive. It's a wrap, dude. You got to hang him up. Cam Newton held on probably a couple of years too long. Joe O, Sammy P, I want to hear from Paul. I know he's probably got some. Maybe Jalen Hurts makes the list for Paul. Curious what he has there. Live dogs and teasers coming up for week 15 National Football League. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, I'm about an episode and a half in, fam. Started watching the Diddy Doc. It's strong. It's good. I'm probably going to end up binging the whole thing today. It's pretty good, man.
But I finished the third one, and I couldn't do the fourth one because the end of the third one was so bad.
Really?
It's so cringe. Well, what the things that he did.
Yeah.
So it's about his relationship with Cassie and the way that that ended. And it's alarming how much he got away with. And he was just... Yep. He was the worst guy to her, mentally, physically. There was a lot of things in that third episode you watch and you're like, oh, I need to take a shower. So I did not finish the fourth episode. So you saw a lot of the Tupac Biggie stuff already, right?
I'm in the Tupac part right now. Yeah, okay. I'm in the heart of it. Yeah. Dude, he got Tupac killed. There's no doubt.
Like, did you realize how many people and how many crimes and murders they connected him to? I mean, it's just like four or five guys that got whacked, and Diddy's in the conversation for all of them.
It's worth a watch for sure. The other, I forgot which platform had it, but the last Diddy doc that I saw recently, it didn't cover the Tupac stuff. It was all Cassie. And so I know a lot of the stuff that you're referencing, but the Tupac stuff, I'm like, I was so young. I was younger when it happened. Like, I didn't realize. And now you have so much more news coverage. Like, a lot of this probably would have come out, but just I'm not through it all, but it's really good. I'm really interested in it because I remember when it was such a big thing and then just you never got the details. And it's like there's a lot of moments watching it now and then the connections with the Crips and all that stuff. It's really good.
Did you get to the part when Biggie gets killed and what happens after that, or are you not there yet?
Not there yet.
Okay. Well, yeah, obviously if you're at Tupac now, because Tupac dies first and then Biggie dies. So
yeah.
They basically chronicle how. And I'm not going to like give anything away because if you follow the culture, you know what happens. So Biggie's body isn't even cold yet. And Diddy's writing the I'll be missing you with Sting and Faith Evans and all that. And he comes out at the music awards show and he looks like a total fool. Like his friend is dead. He was murdered. And Diddy comes out and starts like dancing.
I remember the performance. Yeah.
It is so cringeworthy. And I forget the name of the guy. I took a screenshot of it the other night. It's a guy who used to work with Diddy, used to roll with him. And he basically said, why do we work with this guy? Why do we roll with this guy? We're better off not being aligned with him because then we don't have to go to jail or court or die.
And yeah, like, that's how it ends.
Wow. Like that's the quote of the whole series right there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I saw that like it was a bit of a preview part, but it's good if you haven't watched it. I see why it's one of the most watched things right now on Netflix. It's very well done by 50 Cent. I'm sure I'll finish it like before the week is out over the next couple of days.
That's how good. Like, I woke up this morning, I'm like, man, I passed out kind of early last night because I was tired from the day before not sleeping. And then, like, when I woke up, I'm like, I want to go back to watching that. I don't want to do the show today.
Sorry. I'm watching the no Diddy Doc. You can't make it. Paul, you watched it too, huh?
That's why Jake's not. Yeah, I got through three episodes yesterday. I just kind of hit the gas. I was like, it probably was like 11 when I finished the third one. I don't want to like necessarily spoil anything or give anything away. The details about Biggie's funeral is pretty wild. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, that's bad. Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah.
Well, the whole theme with Diddy is like everybody's making money,
right?
But he's taking all of it.
Yeah.
All those stars, all the artists, all the jazz. These people create hit after hit after hit, and they don't have money because Diddy is siphoning all the money under the Bad Boy umbrella. And these people like don't have money.
Piece of garbage. Every time they cut to him 6 days before court and he's talking like more recently, I'm like, you just want to reach through the TV and punch him. Like that's how, there should be nobody backing him anymore. But it's funny how it did eventually, finally, turn completely and his world came crumbling down, which it took way too long.
Yeah.
No doubt.
It's wild how people like that just get away with things for so long. It's just like, how? Like, you got to be threading like the perfect needle. And
this
he did.
How,
Einstein.
Right,
yeah.
You got the money.
That's exactly what I was thinking of, Joe. It's exactly who I was thinking of. It's just,
I also love, too, when some of the guys that were on the team at Bad Boy, they were producers or writers or whatever. And, you know, Diddy all along wanted to be the star, but he didn't have the musical chops. And the one guy, they asked him, what do you think about Diddy's music?
I saw that. That's like the last thing I saw last night. I laughed. That's why I want to get back to watching it. Like, he's terrible.
Yeah. But he took Biggie's death and he was like, I'm next. And my first big hit will be because my friend died, which I may have had something to do with. Right. So it's all chess and everybody else is playing checkers with that guy.
Yeah, certainly worth a watch. And so are you, Paul, you think you're going to watch the end today? Both of you guys or no?
Probably tonight, maybe tomorrow. Yeah. This week for sure.
Yeah. All right. Joe O, Sammy P, Beth Sweats. I mean, dude, it is
tough to leave the house.
It's going to get worse, man.
I know. This weekend, like single digits or like a zero. It's great.
Yeah. That's how bad it is. I'm looking ahead. It's going to be snowing. Jeez. All right. In a week, it's going to hit mid 40s. That's going to feel like 80.
Pool party.
I looked out there today. I'm like, all that water on there is frozen. This whole thing's going to collapse. Like, it's terrible out there. Awful. Did you get the garbage can out there, Paul? Did they pick up? Have you figured out what day they're picking up yet?
No, I don't know. Okay. But you know what? When I do go to the trash can in the hallway, it's usually like, it's not like it's never been an overflowing situation. So that's good. It does move. There is movement. So
are they still drilling right outside your place? Like still doing work?
No, but there was a moment. Was it last? I think it was last night when I was watching the Diddy doc where like literally there was an ambulance in my living room. And I was like, this would have been great for the show. It's like, this would have been perfect.
The reason I asked is because those pictures over your left shoulder get more crooked every day. Somebody was outside. Left shoulder, Paul. Left shoulder.
How's that?
Well, that happens when people are outside, like jackhammering on the street. Like everything in your house.
Didn't even notice.
I was like, it's even more crooked than it was yesterday, Joe.
That's
Monday,
awesome.
Because you weren't here yesterday.
No. I mean, I could see him throwing something against the wall. That's what I was thinking.
We're past that phase, Joe.
No, because then it would be broken. It's not broken. It just got shifted a little bit.
Yeah.
It looks great now. Everything looks great. Yeah.
Yes. It's awesome. We'll give you an update tomorrow if you're here.
You know what? I'll chime in on the quarterbacks list if you guys want, since we're here. All right, so Wentz for sure. Also sliced like a piece of my thumb off. That's fun.
What is going on? See, you threw something. I still think
that was meal prep.
Okay.
Wentz for sure. Russ. McNabb makes a lot of sense. Favre. But here's some others I'd like. Like the Hurts one is like a year from now could very much – like this could be Wentz 2.0. Like Wentz, Wentz's team won a Super Bowl.
Listen, WIP all day yesterday, Paul. It was so good. And Hugh Douglas comes out, tries to be positive with Joe G. Joe G was not having it. Like, I'm like, oh, it's the first 5 minutes of the show and they're arguing. Like, let's go. They're so pissed off.
And, like, look, you don't want to be a body language guy, but one thing I've thought of with both the Chiefs and the Eagles, like, every cutaway during these losses, it's like they've given up. It's like they don't know how to lose and come back from that. I mean, look, the Eagles are probably going to make the playoffs, but I wouldn't be shocked if this is like a couple seasons ago where they go to Tampa and it's curtains, or Tampa came in, whatever it was, and they're just done. That's the way it looks right now. So we'll see. Yeah. They got the Raiders this week. Should be a bounce back spot.
We brought that up yesterday. Basically, the division, which was supposed to be one of the best in the league, stinks. Yeah. And the Commanders are now, what, 3-9 or 3-10? The Cowboys can't stay out of their own way. They're going to win the division by default. They're still going to be the three seed because the four seed is going to be from the worst division in football, the NFC South. Like, that division winner is going to be 9-8. So even though the Eagles are definitely going in the wrong direction, they're going to win the NFC East and still be the three and host the playoff game. So we'll see. I don't know that I have any confidence to bet on them. By the way, I did during the break, after we got done with our segment, I asked the robot, ChatGPT, who were the most washed NFL quarterbacks of all time? Here's the list. Number one, Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two, Brett Favre.
Yep.
Yes.
Number three, Carson Wentz. Yeah. Number four, Matt Ryan. Number five, Big Ben. Number six, Cam Newton.
Thought about him. Yep.
Number seven, Joe Namath. Joe had him. Number eight, Donovan McNabb.
No, I had Montana.
Oh, you had Montana. Right, right.
Yeah.
Number nine, Andrew Luck. And number 10, Russell Wilson.
Yeah. I can't really do the Luck thing. But yeah. But here's some others that I don't like. I don't know if they're ever good enough to be washed, but like kind of this is the McNown corollary, and it's also Bears related. Jay, based on pure talent, I mean, I don't know if he ever got to a good enough point that he could be like, and then he was washed. But
he's a Pro Bowler. How about this? He made the Pro Bowl.
So was Mitch Trubisky.
There are a lot of, that's true. No, but like with his arm strength, like it always felt like him in a right situation, like you watching him at Vandy. Like, I thought it was going to be damn good.
Baker was washed and now unwashed, maybe. Like, nice little comeback.
But back to washed.
Arc. He might, I mean, this could be it, right? This could be, I mean, first half, he was like cardiac bucks coming back. Like, I don't know if we're rewashed yet. Rodgers. Gotta put Rodgers.
Thought about there, it, right? I thought about it, and then he throws for 284 on Sunday. I was like,
it's one of the worst defenses in the league. Yeah,
correct. And then Flacco was washed in Baltimore, but then came back to Cleveland and won the comeback player. He's been washed, I think, three or four times now.
Yeah, Flacco had one good run. He got hot once. Is kind of my thought on Flacco. Look, you won a Super Bowl. You can't take that away from him. But I don't know that he got to a point where he can be washed. Mm-hmm. He was the highest paid quarterback in the league after that Super Bowl run. So like that definitely counts for something. Kyler. I mean, he danced around the MVP combo for a couple of years. He's toast, right?
He
stinks.
Yeah.
I don't know if we ever got to a point where Tua could now be washed, but he's like, if he was never good enough to now be washed, but
yeah,
he's washed. And Kirk Cousins. I don't know. Maybe he was never, because he was always primetime Kirk. So maybe he was never good enough to now be washed, but he is washed now.
Want to talk about career earnings with someone? Look at his. Yeah, I think he qualifies for sure because he was at a pretty high level.
Yeah.
I like that.
Eli was a good one by you. I thought Eli was a good pull because the last couple years of Eli were horrible.
Here's my problem with Eli. As an Eagles fan, I never wanted him to retire. And not because he was dead at the end, because he stunk his whole career. He got hot twice, and he made two miracle throws, or really like one to Manningham down the side. Obviously, the Tyree miracle. Asante Samuel dropped a Super Bowl in his hands from Eli. I don't know that Eli was ever elite. And that is coming from an Eagles fan, but he was always mid, is my thought on Eli.
You're going to get really mad when he goes in the hall.
Oh, he's going. Come on. He's definitely going.
He's going.
Probably. And,
oh, I agree with you. Yeah. But I also know that he's going to go. You think Rivers is going?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, Hall of mid.
Yeah. What do you do in the playoffs?
Never anything.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet last night. Phillip Rivers is back. The Patriots have 11 wins. Joe Flacco is slinging it. There's drama in Philly. Matthew Stafford's a stud. The Seahawks defense is nasty. And Aaron Rodgers is the 4 seed. Your childhood ain't over yet, son.
Oh, man.
That's a great tweet. Love it. Joe O, Sammy P. We'll get to some live dogs and teasers coming up. Paul Aspen also hanging out. This is Bet Sweats. You've got the BetMGM Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you
you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Joe O, Sammy P. I don't know how it happened. Sometimes I don't know how it happens, but damn you for mentioning, I think it was during a break, Gold Belly, and then we started talking about it, and then it's in my every algo, every social media platform that I go on. Like, it's nonstop ads around Christmas time for that website where you can order specific food from one city and like and mail it for Christmas or whatever. I had never even heard of it before yesterday, and now I can't escape it.
All you have to do is hit the mute button on whatever post you see.
Well, but I kind of might buy, I might buy that for somebody. Now it's on my mind.
Well, given our current situation, I don't know that I'm going to be buying the Gold Belly that I usually buy every year around this time. I send Chicago style pizza to some friends in Vegas every year. A couple guys that help me with my everyday life, and I lean on them for a lot of information and advice. And I send them pizzas every year, and it's usually like three or four pizzas for $100 a person, which is a little expensive. Now, if it's a deep dish, it's three. If it's a thin crust, it's four. And, you know, $25 per pizza with shipping is maybe a little pricey, but I will do my best. Now, if you were unable to get the Chicago delicacy like me, right? Like, I'm in Boston now. I can't get a Chicago pizza. I can't get a beef, all that. If you were not living where you live and you were in a different state or different region, what would you order from Chicago? Like, what would be the thing that you would want delivered to your house?
So, like, of the Chicago foods that are really popular, what most people pick and what I pick would probably be different. I love an Italian beef. Like, that's of the Chicago thing, not a hot dog. Yes, pizza's excellent, but that wouldn't be the one for me, and I'm not even the stuffed pizzas like once a year anyways. But yeah, it would be beef. Like, that would be difficult for me to go a long time without. Like, you would maybe go White Castle, even though that's not a Chicago thing.
No, no.
Living outside Chicago, I know I can't get that anywhere. Like, maybe you could find a good pizza place outside of here. Well, in fact, I know you could, but like, most places don't even make it, or they don't even know, or if they made it, it's bad. So they're like, yeah, chop up this roast beef sandwich. Like, no, that's not what that is. That would be the one that I would want.
I can't do the frozen White Castle. They're disgusting. I love White Castle, but it's got to be fresh. And some people would
say, I thought about dropping by yesterday.
Oh man, I'm going to be home for like 17 days. Really soon, and that's going to be one of the first spots. So if you go to Gold Belly and type in Chicago, here are the heavy hitters. Gino's East, Vienna Beef Hot Dogs, Lou Malnati's, Bartolini's, Giordano's, Al's Beef, Eli's Cheesecake, Chicago Pizza and Oven Grinder, Pequod's, Riccobenny's, Labriola. It's mostly Italian places and mostly pizza places. Manny's Deli has a corned beef kit. Frontera Grill has a carnitas taco kit. You know, like, it's really something. If you're not in the area, you know, you pay maybe not an arm and a leg, but like, they have this three pizza deal from Pequod's. It's $130. That's a lot of money for pizza that isn't fresh. Yeah. But if you want it and crave it, you're going to pay it. Here, there's a Riccobenny's breaded steak sandwich kit. Serves 4 to 6 people. It's $110. I would do that before I would spend $130 on three pizzas from Pequod's. But you have the ability to do this now. I mean, companies didn't do this 10 years ago. You either come in or order takeout delivery, or you don't get it. Now, with the dry ice and the shipping and all that, like, you can get an Italian beef kit that feeds 16 people for $150. You couldn't do that 10 years ago.
Paul, I typed in Philadelphia. Every other option is cheesesteaks.
That's a miss. It's a total whiff.
The first one was Bassett's Ice Cream. How is that place, like, number one or something?
I'm sure it is. I don't think I've ever had it in my life.
Really?
Yeah. Where is this place?
Bassett's is one. Yeah. And then Pat's King of Steaks and then Joe's Steaks are the top. That's the top four, along with
some place called Zahoff. I'm glad Pat's is ranked above Geno's, as it should be. Pat's was the OG, although Jim's was a good pivot as well. The next roast pork, man, that's like I'm either doing that or an Italian hoagie when I go home. Like that is my first taste of Philly.
A hoagie kit from Ricci's Hoagies on the list.
But you can get like good Italian subs here too when they don't kill you. But I'd say like that's why the Knicks roast pork seems like a like that is the Philly. That's my one seed for a Philly food.
A lot of stromboli options. I wasn't expecting
in
that.
In Philly?
On this list.
I love Paul, that I Paul doesn't list. Know what Bassett's Ice Cream is. It's got like okay. the number one
time.
Thing. Yeah.
So
scroll right, down, so you're going to see it a few times.
It's in the Reading Terminal Market, which is probably right. Like, so is the Knicks in the Reading Terminal Market. So I guess that, you know, I'm not a dessert guy. So I'll probably just walk past every time. Also, it's ice cream. Like I personally think ice cream is overrated. Like the people that line up down the block and do like the Jenny's ice cream or whatever in the middle of summer. Like, what are you doing? It's just ice cream. Like it's ice cream. It's not that different.
Yeah.
Like ice cream's what about, good.
What about a good Italian ice spot?
Water ice, you mean?
No, it's not what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, again, growing up, slightly burned.
You're not a dessert like, guy. You're not a dessert
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, but like, it's okay. Water ice is good. I just like, I can't be like, oh yeah, there's this one place in Philly that you got to go to get. Like, you can go to Rita's and you'll be fine. But definitely Rita's over Pop's. I know those are chains, but.
I understand, though. Like, a line out the door, knowing it's going to be a while. Yeah.
I am like, totally with you. When the crowd is all there, like I'm not going to Wiener Circle to take my shirt off with the Bears fans and get a hot dog. That ain't happening like, ever.
I went to Byron's because they had 59-cent hot dogs the other day. I got two. It was amazing. I ate my feelings. But it was like they loaded all up. It was like a classic Chicago dog, but in and out, 5 minutes. Like I'm not doing the Wiener Circle stuff.
I lived a half block from Margie's Candies for like 5-6 years. I went there a couple times, maybe. So I understand what you're saying.
Armitage and Western.
What does Margie's Candy sell? Actually, my first place in Chicago was near there. I never went.
Ice cream. Yeah, I was like right Bassett's. There.
Oh, it's
well, ice cream. Candy, obviously candy, but ice cream. They go there for ice cream.
Massive dishes of ice cream. Yeah, basically. You know, yeah.
My parents took us when we were very young. We went to San Francisco and my dad was being very secretive at the time about where we were going for dinner. Because, you know, like usually, we're going to go get whatever for dinner. And it was a big secret. And we get in the cab and we get dropped off near the bay, near the wharf. And we had dinner that night at Ghirardelli. And it was a 24-scoop ice cream platter with everything you could possibly want on there. So my parents took us for dinner and we got ice cream. And I'll never forget that. It was the best dinner ever when you were a kid.
Best dinner.
Yes. Yeah. Overrated, though.
Ice cream? Yeah. I agree. Yes.
Good stuff, Paul.
Like, what is like, a bad ice cream compared to a good ice cream? Like, what's the standard deviation? It's not.
Yeah, what
like,
is bad ice cream? I don't think there's a bad ice cream.
That's kind of my point. No.
Yeah. But there's some really good.
It's consistent, though. Ice cream's consistent for the most part. Like, you know what you're going to get, fair. And you're never low dissatisfied.
Floor or high floor. High floor, high low floor. Ceiling.
Low yeah. ceiling.
Okay.
No, until not low ceiling.
Then it's on the floor. What?
No, it could be a high ceiling.
Not on the floor. I've eaten ice cream off the floor before.
Not surprised for a second.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right, good.
Live dogs.
Do we do live dogs?
Nope, we're doing it now.
Perfect.
Let's mention teasers because I got more dogs there. Because we mentioned teasers, a couple of them yesterday, like Denver +8.5 at home against Green Bay as a home dog. That could be a possibility. We talked about Cincinnati, same number, +8.5 against Baltimore. I was curious on these monster numbers. Would you take Vegas +17 at Philly? Would you take Indy +19.5 against Seattle, Tennessee +18.5 at San Francisco? Or is that just, you know what, any of those games could be like 40-0. Forget it.
The one that I would not want would be the Indy leg at Seattle. Seattle's just been pulverizing bad teams, and I know that that's not exactly the greatest handicap. Like, oh, well, all these things have happened, but that team just pounds trash, pounds. I could get behind Vegas, especially up to 17.5. You know, we're getting through the 13, the 14, and the 17. Philly, offensively, kind of a mess right now. The total's only 38, so you're going to get 17.5 points in a game total 38. That's intriguing. The other one you said was who? Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Tennessee, but we could throw Minnesota 12 at Dallas, too.
I don't want Minnesota. So I brought up the unconventional Miami leg. Now, granted, not as big of a number, but Miami from 3.5 to 9.5 at Pittsburgh Monday night. You want to make Aaron Rodgers a 9.5-point favorite and go the other way? I'm down with that. You go through the 6, the 7, and the 8, 3.5 to 9.5. A lot of unconventional ideas in this teaser segment.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just curious because we're getting to numbers that we don't normally see. Like the conventional ones, I'm with it. Cincinnati, Denver, that makes sense. But I was just curious about those crazy high numbers because not a lot of times you can get past 17 in the NFL. And there are a few
total
options.
Of 38. That's the key. Like the math is so much better because that game has a total of 38.
Yeah. And do we see Philly blowing somebody out to that level? The way things are going right now, yeah. Hurts probably doesn't have 5 turnovers, but maybe they're going to be running the ball a lot more coming up this week against the Vegas Raiders. Joe O, Sammy P, another hour to go. We're hanging with you here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.